From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia is moving forward with a partial Medicaid expansion. That's despite a Trump administration decision to block a partial expansion under the Affordable Care Act in Utah. Georgia's in the process of drafting waivers that would give a targeted group of people government-backed insurance coverage through Medicaid or the ACA. Speaking on GPB's Political Rewind with Bill Nygut today, Governor Brian Kemp's press secretary, Cody Hall, said the state's plan has not changed.
Going into this conversation, the three main considerations are how we lower costs, how we increase access to those that are currently uninsured, and then how do we improve the quality of health outcomes across the board.
Governor Kemp has made it clear the state will not explore full Medicaid expansion. A West Georgia library system will be in the first in the state to eliminate overdue fines. GPB's Sophia Salaby reports.
The Chattahoochee Valley Library System is erasing all past overdue fines and will stop charging patrons 25 cents a day for late books. Library Director Alan Harkness says they're following a national trend in making libraries more accessible.
People that make choices between rent or food and paying overdue fines, we really want them not to be able to have to make that choice.
Library patrons will still have to pay to replace lost or unreturned books. The library served Muskogee, Chattahoochee, Marion, and Stewart counties. The new policy will go into effect August 15th. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
Cobb County residents want more air quality testing near a facility that's been releasing a gas linked to cancer. GPB's Ross Terrell reports on a meeting last night.
It was overflow only during a tense meeting with Sterigenix, a company that sterilizes medical products. The meeting came after a report found the company has been releasing thousands of pounds of a gas called ethylene oxide, which studies show if inhaled often can increase your risk of cancer. Ben Johnson has lived near the facility since the 70s.
I have concerns about having breathed the air in 2002 through 2016 when they were emitting 3,000 pounds of the stuff. Now they're saying they're emitting 200 pounds.
County, city, and state officials called for a third-party testing of the air quality. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington.